On today's episode, we thought it would be fun to play a little game to test our Disney knowledge. So we are playing our own version of Disney Heads Up. I have a feeling I won't do so well with this one. This is episode 171 of Simplifying the Magic.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Simplifying the Magic. My name's Megan, and I'm here with Jess.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And I just have to say that I am so happy to be with you again, Jess. It was too long of a stretch.
I know, it's crazy. And your birthday was yesterday, which was exciting. Did you have a good day?
I had a very good day. I think by a lot of people's standards, it was not a good day, but coming off of a week of being constantly surrounded by people and my kids and my family, I was so happy to just have a day all to myself. So people kept asking, like, do you want to do lunch? Do you want to do this? I was like, no, no, I do not. I just
You're like, actually, I'm totally fine. I just want to be quiet with nobody around me.
And it was like incredible. So yeah, definitely not the most action-packed birthday, but it was exactly what I wanted. So it was a lovely day.
Hey, that's what matters. It's all about what you want on your birthday, man. And gosh, I can't, you had like a lot of family around. It wasn't just like you and your kids and your husband.
Right.
It was like everybody, right?
My so parents, like my sister, her husband, their little kids. And, you know, it was a lot of going out to eat and drinking and hanging out. So I sort of feel like I had like a week long celebration. So I just like didn't want any more of that for my birthday. I just
totally
sort of,
understand.
Yeah. So it was, we'll say that it was a whole birthday week that ended with a relaxing day.
Perfect. And you guys had fun, obviously. It sounded lovely.
Yeah, it was. Well, and same with you. I was so envious of the pictures of that one place you went out to eat, that old Naples bar or whatever.
Yeah,
That looks so
that
cool.
Old Naples pub. It was one of
pub.
The old, I think it was one of the two oldest restaurants left in Naples. And it was just so cool. I loved it. It really was amazing. We had, and we just happened upon it. So my parents didn't even know about it. And we just like walked by and I was like, what's that? And so we decided to come back the next night for it. So that was really fun. I was really excited that we got to do that for our last night down
Yeah,
there.
it
So
looked very, very cool. And a pickleball tournament. I mean, that's something
I mean,
different.
Naples is the pickleball, pickleball mecca of the world, basically. It's where
Wow.
everyone comes. So it's where the US Open for pickleball happens. There was like 70 courts, games constantly going on. I had never watched a pickleball game before, even though my mom's been like literally obsessed with the game for the last several years before it became like the cool thing to do. She was like really into it. So I had never watched it before. It's pretty exciting. It was fun to watch. Like it was, they had food trucks and beer tents and like Timothy was a happy little clam and it was fun. We had a good time. So
That sounds
very, a
awesome.
little different, but
Definitely, right. Not something you do every day.
No,
yeah, I
but
would. I'm really happy to have visited the area of Florida that we went to. I've heard so much about it, and I had these pictures of it in my mind, and I feel much. Yeah, I feel like I learned a lot during our week's stay, even though we didn't go out a ton. Just the little dose I got of the different towns, they each have such a unique personality and vibe. So whether you want to be in a more laid back, casual atmosphere, or if you want something a little more fancy and get dressed up every day, like there's a place for you. And I loved how the architecture was different in every town. And they are so close though. So you could easily bike, or there's lots of people tooling around on golf carts. So it
so
was,
fun.
I would
It
definitely
looked
go.
amazing.
Yeah, I would go back, and I would, yeah, recommend anybody else too. I think my favorite area was Seaside. Our house was maybe like a mile and a half from that one. We were in like a quieter neighborhood that didn't have like a town. But Seaside, I think I sent you a picture of it. It was like there was this big, large, grassy area with a stage where music was playing, and then all these food trucks around, and kids are just like throwing balls, and the ocean is right across the street. So it just was
That's
like, it
so
was like a beer
fun.
garden, kind of, but
But
not a
like,
beer garden. But in Florida, you know, not a, I don't know,
oh,
but
that's so fun. And you had nice weather, it looked
we
like.
had great weather. Yeah,
Us
definitely. I
too,
mean,
yeah.
it, you know, Naples is so far south. You have more flexibility when to go. But in this part of Florida, I was like, if we went there over spring break, like it could have been in the 50s or 60s. So
Yeah,
it's
for
good that
sure.
we went when we did. Cause even I mean, it was easily in the high 70s during the day, but I bet at night it dropped, you know, we put a jacket on at night. It was probably like 60 or so. So
we got really lucky. The week before we went down was not that warm. And then it was like 82, 85 every single day. So I didn't put on pants or long sleeves the entire time we were there. And I could not have been happier. That is my favorite type of weather, when I can wear the same outfit all day and be comfortable in it.
Yes.
And
yes.
I was so happy. So
that's great.
Well, but my parents are leaving there today. So
yeah. Well, that's nice them. Though. Now you get, they'll be back and you get to see them again.
They should be back within the week or so. So we'll see.
Perfect. Well, I have two general travel takeaways from this trip. The first one being that one of the best parts of staying at an Airbnb is the fact that I did all of my laundry the last day and I literally came home with like maybe half a load of stuff just that, you know, we wore that day.
Yeah.
And that was incredible to just open the suitcase, put away the towels, put away the underwear and just be done. So that was amazing.
That's so funny because I am the absolute complete opposite. I like don't want to even think about doing laundry on vacation, no matter where I am at.
I get that for sure. Like, but
because to be perfectly honest, laundry is one of my least favorite tasks that I have to do. I mean, I'll do it obviously, but it's just really not my favorite task. So like I avoid it at all costs on vacation. So I had to do it when we were in Naples and I was not very pleased about it. So
I get it. I just know that there'll be like 100 loads waiting for me. So if I can do it while we're at the pool and be done,
totally understand. Yes. Got it.
And the other thing is that, and which sort of inspired where our topic today is that we drove to Florida. So, you know, 17 hours in the car and 99% of it, the kids were just glued to their tablets. I'll be totally honest, but
hey, that's not a bad thing it's better than them arguing and fighting.
True, true. And I feel like if there's a place to let them do it, that's the place. But
for sure.
Little bit of time that we did have family car ride bonding, we found this podcast that was all family road trip trivia. And
it was fun.
And so we had all the, I mean, what a genius idea for a podcast. So as much as we want your number one choice to be Simplifying the Magic, your number two can be this one because it was really fun. So we did Fortnite trivia and Disney trivia and Minecraft trivia. And I was really
bad at
those.
My kids would be good at that. Yeah. Yeah. I can imagine. As much as my kids talk about those games, I'm like, I still have no idea what you're talking about. Like, they're hard. There's a lot.
But we thought we've done trivia episodes before, but I, you know, wanted to kind of think of something inspired by that a whole family can enjoy together. And if you're not familiar, the game Heads Up is a very popular one, and they actually have an expansion pack with Disney information. So we're going to play a little bit of that today.
Yeah, we actually have the Disney version of like the actual physical game with like the band that goes around your head, but I think I've only played it like once. So I'm like truly a Heads Up like newbie. So this is,
and we're going to document it on the podcast. So I think it's perfect. So we're going to have to be a little bit creative because we are on Zoom and seeing each other, but basically the way the Heads Up works is that you can get it on your phone and one person puts the phone on their forehead and it shows a word. And then everybody else is trying to give clues so you can guess that word. And there's like a time limit. You see how many you can get. So we're going to give it a go. So yep. Jess, would you like to be the clue giver or would you like to
be
the clue giver?
I'll be the giver to start.
Okay.
I feel like it's easier because since you have the phone.
Okay. So I need to show you the, so I'm going to close my eyes.
You have to close your eyes.
On my
yes.
forehead. Okay.
She has her eyes closed, folks. She's not lying. All righty. Let's see.
I'm nervous.
3, 2, 1. Here we go. It is the Nighttime Spectacular at Hollywood Studios.
Fantasmic.
Correct. The Little Orange and White Fish.
Nemo.
Yes. The bug from the show, the Tough to Be a Bug show, the ant.
Oh gosh. Oh, what's its name? It's like purple. Flip, Flick.
Yes, correct.
Sorry, I can't control my volume.
Where Space Mountain is.
Uh, Tomorrowland.
Right. What does Cinderella lose?
Her glass slipper.
Correct. It's out in Disneyland. It's where Radiator Springs Racers is.
Cars Land.
Correct. And we are
out
of
of time. Let's see. How did I do? Well, I got them all right, but only six. I think you can beat me, Jess.
Probably not. It could have been my clue giving. That was the problem.
Your clues were perfect. It's the flick that got me. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. All right.
Probably wouldn't have as soon as I saw it, I knew it, but I don't think I would have remembered it if I was the one being given that clue.
Hold it out. That's a tough one. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So now Jess can't see the words, only I'm looking at them.
I can't see anything. I'm looking at Megan's pretty face.
This is the mean lady in Cinderella.
The mean lady in Cinderella. Stepmother?
Yeah.
Evil stepmother? Okay.
This is the woman in Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, not Griselda. Grisella? No. Grisella? No. Shoot. Ah.
Pass.
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
This is
I
the
know you
boy
could pass.
In Winnie the Pooh.
Christopher Robin.
Yeah. This is one of the seven dwarfs, and it's the shy one.
A bashful.
Yes. This is the horse in Toy Story.
Oh my gosh. Pass. I don't remember his name. I
don't
know you could.
This
Can
is
you
the
pass? It's fine.
ride that goes through Space Mountain.
The Tomorrowland People Mover.
Yeah.
Transit Authority People Mover. Whatever. People Mover.
This is the baby from The Incredibles.
Jack Jack.
Yes, you got it. Jack Jack. Oh, you got hung up on two. So you got four cards. But to be fair, I don't know.
Told you I do bad.
Is Esmeralda the one from Hunchback of
Oh,
Notre Dame?
Esmeralda. That's
Is that
right. I was
where
like,
she's from? I could be
I
wrong.
think so. I was just getting like Grisella. Like, I couldn't think of her name. Like, I think I was like on my way there, but it would have taken way too long to get that. I
I'll
haven't
take
seen that movie in a really long
me neither.
time.
And I'm not even certain that that's what she's from. So I might be at fault for that. But
Yeah.
Bullseye, come on, Jess. Bullseye.
Also, haven't seen Toy Story in a really long time. And honestly, it was. I'm going to get like a lot of flack. It's never been like my very
Don't say
favorite
it. Don't
movie in
say
the
it.
world.
Don't say it. Don't you dare say it.
I mean, it's really cute and I love it. It's just not one that I like go back to a bunch. So like, it's probably been like 10 years since I saw Toy Stories.
Oh, Jess, I
I
don't
know.
know.
Can we still be friends?
Maybe. No, I'm kidding. I had a child obsessed with Toy Story, so I know it too well.
Yeah,
But
Timothy
okay,
was
well, that
never
was
really into
fun.
it, and I think that's why. So,
Do we dare tap into the clues we made for
we
each
can
other?
try. I'm hoping I didn't totally screw this up, given that I didn't fully understand the mine are kind of hard, I think.
Well, that's it, because the thing with the heads up game, they're not that hard because it's speed and it's like the spontaneity. So I tried
Right.
to make mine a little bit harder too. So,
Okay, good.
okay,
So
you
we
go
each came
first.
up with 15, right? Did you
We
come up with
did, but
15?
we might be overdoing it. So we'll do a few.
Okay. Well,
We'll do it until we drop listeners.
are you there, people? Still, I hope
Play
we didn't
along
lose
though.
too many
It's
people.
fun.
All right. Do you want to maybe each do like five, and then we can like
Sure.
I'll do five, and then you do five, and then we can like see how where we're doing? Okay. All right. My first one is something in one of the parks that's made out of an oil rig.
Oh my gosh, yours are hard. Okay. Wow. It's the Tree of Life at Animal
It
Kingdom.
is.
Good
I knew
one.
you'd know
Oh,
it because we did the
yes.
scavenger hunt, so I knew you'd know that one.
That is a very good one.
Where can you watch Rome burn in the parks?
You can watch Rome burn inside the big Epcot ball on Spaceship Earth.
Yes, good job. Where can you get gluten-free churros?
You can get gluten-free churros at our favorite place at Animal Kingdom, Nomad Lounge.
Correct. It's the fastest ride in Walt Disney World.
Test Track is the fastest ride at 65 miles per hour.
Yes, correct. And this one is about a character. She has a dream.
Tiana has a dream, right? Does Tiana have a dream?
But that's not who I was thinking.
Oh, who else has a dream?
There's a song about it in the movie. It's called I've Got a Dream.
It's not, that's not a Tiana song? Wow, what is it? Oh, it's Tangled. It's that song.
Yes.
It's Rapunzel.
Yes. Yes. Oh, correct.
I know I was thinking the right song, but I was putting it with the wrong movie. Yeah. All right.
Whoops. That's all right. Tiana also does have a dream. It's
she
true.
Does.
I'm just not sure
all
if
the
she has
princesses
a song about
have
it.
Dreams.
That's fair. All right. Your
All right,
turn.
was that five?
That was five.
Okay. Mine are a little bit easier than yours, but still, this is fun. Okay. This is a land that you can get beignets in over in California.
Oh, New Orleans Square.
Very good. That was my hardest. Okay.
I wouldn't have known that not that long ago, though, because only because we went there.
It's fresh in our minds. Yes. When you are riding in a dune buggy, one of these might try to take a ride at the end.
A hitchhiking ghost on yes. Haunted Mansion.
Good job. This is a character played by Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Why can't I
What's the
remember his
character's
name?
name?
That's seen not necessarily easy. Oh my gosh. I'm totally blanking. Hang on. I think you might have stumped me. Jack Sparrow.
Yes, ooh. Very good.
That
all
just
right.
came out of nowhere.
This is the feline in Alice in Wonderland.
The Cheshire Cat.
Very good. And the last one, this is a cute little rodent that has a black nose.
Rodent with a black nose.
Not a red nose like its buddy.
Ah, that helped me. That is Chip.
Chip, yes. I didn't know if I could, Chip has the black nose. I didn't know if I could say Chipmunk because I was like, that's kind of his name and that's sort of cheating. So I had to say rodent.
That's fair. That's fair. And you can remember he has the black nose because chocolate chip. That's
yes,
how I remember it.
Me too. Same. All right. Should we do five right, more and then we'll
sure.
close out our heads
sure.
up?
This is our favorite song that's played at a Disney park.
Oh, we have so many, Jess. I'm going to
But
say
like
that it's
our
Great Big
favorite
Beautiful
song.
Tomorrow.
Yes. Correct.
Yes.
That was my thought. This is not at the park, but this lounge is Indiana Jones inspired and themed.
Hangar Jack Lindsay's Hangar Bar.
Correct. I picked this one because I think you'll know it because you're kind of obsessed with these. You can see fireworks indoors on this ride.
Well, I think it's the Three Caballeros,
You're
right?
correct.
Yeah.
Yes. I was like, she loves that one. She'll know
I
it.
Do love that one, especially that part.
Where did trolls used to be found in Disney?
Well, maybe in Norway with the Matterhorn or in there?
Yes. It's not the Matterhorn. What was that called?
Oh,
We're Frozen Ever After.
Yeah. That's what I'm
Maelstrom.
Maelstrom. Yeah.
Maelstrom.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I just said Matterhorn.
I was
That's
like,
a
wait a
good
minute.
one.
I think I have one more, right?
One more.
Okay. This one's kind of hard, but maybe we're going to end on it. Where can you find ketchup, mayo, and mustard colors and their chemical elements?
Ooh.
It's on a ride.
It's on a ride?
Well, in a queue.
In a queue. I was thinking it was at Pin. No, is it at Flight of Passage? No, I don't know.
Same park, correct park, just different
Kirk
ride.
Park? Oh, Dinosaur.
Yes.
Good one. Ooh, that was hard. First that came to my mind was Pim's Kit Test Kitchen.
Oh, yeah, that would have been a good one too.
No, so
that does have stuff though. So that would have been, yeah.
Ooh, that was a good one, Jess. Very hard. So dinosaur. I guess I don't know if I've ever seen it in the line. So I'm gonna have to make point next
time. It's like, I think it's when you're going, you know, you like go down the stairs to like get on their actual ride vehicles. I think there's like pipes that go along the side and
how fun.
It has like the chemical elements of them. Yeah.
Love it. All right. Okay.
Anyway.
You ready for your last five?
Yes, I am.
What is the name of the reindeer in Frozen?
Sven.
Yes. This is a delicious frozen beverage that you can get at Gaston's Tavern.
Le Fou's Brew,
yes. Let's see. Okay, this is a restaurant that you can dine at under the stars, and boats go by.
San and Helen.
Yes, very good.
I was like, there's a few of them. I need more info.
I couldn't say Mexico Pavilion. That'd be too easy. Make it a little bit harder. Let's see. I have a few. I have to pick which ones I want to give you. Here's a hard one. This is the little boy's name in the movie Up, the house and the balloons, the little boy.
Oh, shoot.
Right?
Hold on. It'll come to me. Russell.
Yes. Nice. Very good.
If it wasn't for the adventure thing that they do at Animal Kingdom, I'm pretty confident I would not have remembered that.
All right. And then if you were at Animal Kingdom and you got on a train, it would take you to this place.
Rafiki's Planet Watch.
Very good. We're pros.
Well, that was fun. Our Disney pros. Look at us.
Hopefully our listeners enjoyed and followed along and were able to get some of our answers from our clues.
Yes. Yeah, we just thought it would be fun after kind of both being away to do a little fun back into the real world situation. So, but we do have some Disney news and other news. Lots of news.
We do Disney and Universal news today. So let's start with our Disney news. We found out that they extended the bounce back offers into 2025, which is exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. If you don't know what that is, if you are currently staying or if you stay on Disney World property within 7 days of returning, you can book a future resort stay at like 25 to 35% off for select dates. So these do have to be called in. You cannot do them online. So, and there's not like necessarily every single date available. So best to call in, but make sure you do it before that 7 days is up, or else you will not be eligible any longer.
Yeah. Generally in your room, there'll be like brochures telling you about this. Otherwise you get an email on the morning that you check out. So you can reach out to us and we can call for you and help you out booking that next day. Cause who doesn't want to have their next one on the books as they're leaving?
And get a discount on it. So
yes, 25 to 35% off. That's
pretty
right
big.
Now's prices. Like that's huge. So for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Well, that's really all we have for Disney news.
Yeah. Disney, a little quiet this week, Disney. Let's move over to Universal. So we got a lot of information on Universal this week. There is the DreamWorks Land is opening. We have an official opening date of June 14th this summer. So that's pretty darn soon. I'm kind of excited about this. So it says, get ready to play in a colorful, imaginative new land at Universal Studios Florida. Meet Shrek and Splash in his swamp. Scream with laughter on the troller coaster and learn kung fu moves with Poe. So there's that troller coaster ride, Poe Live, and Shrek's swamp meet and greet. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
That's opening finally.
I thought it was interesting that, and we'll go through the rest of the announcements, that there's a lot of correlations with some Disney stuff in some of these announcements. And the fact that they set the date for June 14th, I'm curious if and how that's going to relate to Tiana's Bayou opening. Like, I wonder if that gives Disney a little pressure to try and maybe open it by
open
then too.
Up.
Cause those are both kind of big openings, I think. A whole land
for sure.
And a big ride. So we'll see.
Yeah, definitely.
The other thing that they announced at Universal is there's going to be a mega movie parade, and this is going to debut July 3rd, 2024. And this is where your favorite characters are going to leap off the screen onto the streets for a daytime parade. So you can feel the roar of the T-Rex, enjoy the adventure of E.T., and embrace your true colors with trolls and more. It does say it'll just be on select days. So hard to say how often that's going to go, but they haven't made a big deal about their parades like ever since I've been a travel agent, other than like
except
the Mardi
for
Gras
the
one.
Mardi Gras, yeah.
So I think this is kind of cool that they're, you know, tapping into that. You know, I like my parades.
Yeah, I know you do. You'll be excited for this. I am excited for this next one. It's Hogwarts Always. It's a new show in Islands of Adventure in the Hogsmeade area over the castle. It's debuting June 14th as well. And it says, delight in the nighttime extravaganza, Hogwarts Always, an incredible new projection show. Enjoy a journey through iconic moments of a year at the beloved School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, all set against the majestic background of Hogwarts Castle in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter Hogsmeade. This is also happening select nights, so we don't know how frequent this will be either.
Yeah.
We shall see.
But yeah, that's really exciting. I know, again, there's been times where they do projections and stuff on the castle, but this hopefully will be a little more regular. And I think that's such a great opportunity.
Definitely.
And then the last thing that they announced at Universal, also debuting on June 14th, is the movie Music Comes Alive in Cinematic Splendor. So this is a thrill to a cinematic journey with stirring soundtracks evoking the mystery and magic of Harry Potter, the pulse-pounding thrills of Jurassic World, and the gripping suspense of Jaws, also on select nights.
Correct. This looks like reminiscent of like a Luminous type show where it's like on the water. So that will be interesting. I think it's going to be in that like big water area, like in Universal
yeah.
Studios, right?
And is this the one that they've teased is going to have the drones?
Possible? I'm not sure.
I think that this is the one that they said would have drones, which is also interesting because that's what Disney's debuting this summer
I
too.
know.
So
they really
they are
like
just
to like
yeah.
back and forth. Back and forth.
Competition
back
is
and forth.
good.
It is. But I will say, as much as I absolutely love Disney, Universal's like social media team just absolutely kills it with these announcements, and it's so darn funny every time, especially when it's like kind of needling fun at Disney. It makes me giggle a little bit.
Yeah.
Even though like I, you know, I love Disney more than anything, but it's just funny sometimes because they're sassy.
They
There's some
are.
sassy folk over at Universal.
They really are. But for sure, whether you're planning on Universal or Disney, this summer is action packed with new things. So it is a great time to head down to Orlando.
For sure. All right. Would you like to share a tip for the day?
Yes, I would like to suggest that you play heads up while you're in line or waiting for your food or whatever while you're at Disney, because it is such a fun way to like laugh and have fun with your family and friends, and a great way to kill time, which, you know, you do need to do in line. I know we see it happening all the time when we're in queue. You see other families and people join in. And I mean, it's so fun.
Fun, right?
Definitely.
I think
It keeps the
I
Disney
like
magic
that idea.
going.
It sure does. Alrighty, well, I think that does it for our show today. Are you looking to book a vacation? We would love to help you. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Simplifying the Magic, or you can email us at simplifyingthemagic@gmail.com. We're here to help answer questions, give advice, or just to say hi. And please remember to head over to iTunes to leave us a review. We would really appreciate it. So take the trip, because there is a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
And your next vacation is just a dream away. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.